he has his own world to deal with too. And it brought to mind
Paula Nui Loa. Have a great Hawaiian day.
And it looks gorgeous out there, right, cuz?
Absolutely.
And you're
absolutely
listening.
Even
yeah. Yeah. And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KQA Kilauea, right here in Nalea Hawaiian Issues on KKCR, your quiet community radio. And we took care of all the legal stuff because we're open. Oh, and happy Kamehameha Day. We had a debate this morning about that. But do you?
Really?
Well, do you celebrate Kamehameha Day?
Here's the problem with what's happening also. The state is basically not focusing on Kamehameha Day, which is our beloved king, but they're basically focusing on what is called the Pan-American kind. You know, I mean, like, really? You know, they're focusing on the Pacific Pan-American. I'm like, for real? Oh, you know what? You need to get your elevos back over there to Mokuhonu. I mean, even in Mokuhonu, this weekend, they're celebrating Aloha Aina events in Washington, D.C., in New York City, and
no,
the state of Hawaii.
I saw that, too. And you're talking about the Hokulea, right?
Yeah, well, the Hokulea is there, too.
No, and I saw that. And, you know, I honor the navigation. I honor that in that respect. The only thing that bothered me, is, and I think you alluded to it, cuz, too, is they're traveling to all these countries, and they're taking, like, this aloha thing. And then they go to New York, and then they go to the United Nations, a place where Hawaiians have been denied. And,
yep.
I'm looking at that, but they get all the press. They get all the media. Why? Because it's non-threatening, right? Just Hawaiians navigating the oceans. They're not asking for their nation back. And it's so sad because they're the focal point of the media right now going around the world. Isn't this the best time to also take the message of our people crying out for our land and for our nation back? Isn't that at the United Nations? Isn't that the perfect spot to bring it up? Yet nothing mentioned. Nothing mentioned.
Well, that's because, there's the 5 and 10 cent version, Aloha 10 cent style. You know, it's like when I went to the Organization of American States, and what happened was, me and Mahala Ayu went there, and we were, we're speaking on behalf of the handbook rights for indigenous peoples all over the world. And what ended up happening is afterwards, one of the ambassadors of the United Nations basically overheard Canada's representative saying to the United States representatives, and quote, I was like, really? He said, what the heck's going on over there? Not what the heck, but he said something else. What the heck's going on over there in Hawaii? I thought you guys had that handled. And then he went like this. It seems like the natives are restless. Heck, I was looking forward to going to Hawaii for my pig roast and hula girl. And see, that's it. Every place else, the aloha spirit, which to them means bow down, kiss anybody's feet, put a lei on them, and give them a pig roast and hula girl. And that's what they are to us. Most people don't even know about how the United States ripped off our country. They don't. But then what happens is, our people are now waking up, and they are not happy, okay? A lot of our people who are out there who are activists now, they're not happy. Those of us who have been in the forefront, we're still not happy, okay? But, we try and address the issues a little bit more calmer than jumping in people's face. But now also many of our kumuhulas and many of our people, professors, the academic crowd is getting involved with the education. And what it takes is, this is the real true test of aloha. What it takes is everything in your being. You have to calm down. And that's the true test of living aloha. We've lived aloha all our lives. But then when something happens to awaken us to what has been happening and what continues to happen, and it will threaten the future of our keiki, our young people, in living in their own home, in their own homelands, then that's when, you know, that's when it's an extremely rude awakening. And then when they find out what really is taking place on another level, on a political level, on an environmental level and whatnot, and also on a monetary level, when multimillionaire heirs buy compounds for their family. In the meantime, a lot of that land was, most of the land was ripped off from Kanakamole. You know, that's when the people turn around, and the Hawaiian people who've lived aloha all their lives, they wake up and it's like, Ke aloha Rip Van Winkle. Wake up after 123 years and, really, who there? And it takes everything within their being not to lash out in more ways than one. And it, because it angers them, it hurts them. They feel the pain, they feel the anger. And so what happens is, you know, they're like, what can we do? What can we do? First of all, don't lash out. Second of all, find those who are leading with aloha, the peaceful way of letting everybody know, thank you for coming. When are you leaving? Okay, it's like aloha. And that one I'm saying is aloha means goodbye, bye-bye. Bye-bye. That kind of aloha. You know, as you mahalo them towards the door and out of the country. So, you know, that's there are people out there who are doing that, educating others in terms of who they are. Finally, you need to know who you are. And if you can date your family back to the King of Hawaii, then you are offspring of Hawaiian nationals. And as I look in terms of genealogy, there was one particular genealogy that I saw in terms of the census. It says, were they nationalized? And it said no. And they were, because it was like territorial, right? And it was like, no, not nationalized. So we weren't nationalized in the United States. Our kupuna weren't nationalized to the United States. So therefore, even in the international arena and the arbitrary court, in The Hague, you know, the kingdom still exists. So if the kingdom still exists and there was no treaty to, succeed or pass over our kingdom, then you know what? Those citizens, those nationals still exist, do exist, are, you know, they may have passed, but their offspring are just that. Offsprings of nationals, not naturalized, because they weren't naturalized. There was no naturalization. Nobody joined the United States back then. And there was no process to do that. So, that means that you are all of you who, Kanaka, who could trace your lineage all the way back to the Kingdom of Hawaii, you're offsprings of nationals of the Kingdom of Hawaii. So, you know, it's time that I think you step into that position. And no head, you know, hang your head down. No, you know, no feel healy hila. No, you know, no bow down to the ones who are trying to shove us out. Don't do that. So it's time for us to come into and be who we once were and always will be. You know, nationals. So it's time for us to wake up, step forward. And follow those who are, doing it in a very peaceful and spiritual manner. No go after the those ones, because they're there, you know what I mean? But try and find the ones who are uniting under a more peaceful manner. And speaking of uniting, tomorrow at Iolani Palace, many people from all over, the occupied kingdom of Hawaii, from each so-called, what they call counties, but each independent island are coming to Iolani Palace to celebrate. There's going to be, you know, music, entertainment, educational courses in terms of what is happening, what has happened, and all the various different groups are coming together to talk story and brainstorm and unite. So hopefully, you know, some of those other people, like the ones who self-appointed po'os, standpoint po'os, you know what I mean, government appointed po'os, will come and have a listen, because also those who are who were basically who was people who were, I'd say, were part of that I would say illegal, and not for the people, but for themselves, process of the Nayel Puni, and the protest Nayel Puni will be there. But I hopefully would like some of those other people who think they did the right things, like pushing what they pushed through in order to get signed, because you know what? You need to hear the voice of the people. Now, if you're afraid to hear the voice of the people, then that should give you a clue that you didn't do something right, okay? If you're afraid to go out and tell everybody who you are and what you did in a group of people, you're afraid. Then that's an indication that, you know, your conscience is telling you, oh, you did the wrong thing, brother or sister, the wrong thing. So, you know, try that. Go tell people who you are, what you did, and what you voted for, and see what kind of reaction you can get. Okay? So, I don't think it's going to be a positive one. Even for people who, you know, your neighbors, the people you live next door to, you know, go tell people who you, what you did. Go. I dare you. Double dare you. I think you're going to get not the reaction you were hoping for. Okay? Because even, like one guy said, it was one attorney from Okuhonu, he came from, over there in America. They call it mainland, but no, to us, nationals, this is our mainland, okay? Kohoa'i Paiaina is our mainland. So, the Kingdom of Hawaii is our mainland, but, what ended up happening was even an attorney from over there said, you can't do this. This is illegal. This is BS. That's what he said. And so, and that was coming from an attorney who knows the law. And he was telling them, guys, you're breaking the law. So, this is what's happening here. Okay, folks, because of the Department of Interior, they need this. They need to be signed, sealed, and delivered. And there's traitors out there willing to do that. And that's what they are, traitors. Traitors with a capital T. Back then, they had A. Well, you know what that meant. When you put an A on your chest, that's what all these ones were. T. R. I'll call them TR because everybody knows what T is. Hey, titta. But this has nothing to do with titta. This has something to do with traitors. And that's what these people are. Okay? Those who are willing to sell the future of your mo'opuna and your kishi for what? Grant money? Oh, please. You're not going to see that grant money. You think you're going to see them. I mean, this is, you're just signing the rights of the future generations away. That's all you're doing. And you know what? Sooner or later, your name going to be put down on that list of, you know, of, what is it called? War crimes. Yeah, that's what it's called. War crimes. So, you know, I mean, I look at all this as what's happening, and this is not good. This is not good, folks. But the good thing about it is it's causing our people to say, you know what, enough is enough. And I mean people, the community, the masses are coming together. So all you self-appointed, governor-appointed, state-appointed, you know, poor's out there, you know, when the people find out who you are, I do not wish to be in your shoes at all. So because there, more and more people are getting educated, more and more people are taking this extremely seriously, and they want to stop, finally stop it. Because what's happening is who we are is disappearing. It's being shoved underneath the dirty little secret that the United States didn't want out, and it's getting out even in the international level of how, our country was ripped off by somebody who professes and liberty and justice for all. Yeah. I can't tell it to the Marines, bro.
Well, that's funny because that's why we were talking about this morning about Kamehameha Day, right? And Kamehameha Day was actually brought about by Lot Kamehameha V, and it was celebrated in 1871. So this is a national holiday of the nation of Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. Now, I know there's a lot of Hawaiians reading the paper. There's, you know, the king, and that's fine. Everyone has their own little way of dealing in life. I don't celebrate it because for me, I celebrate, I respect the day that it was, started, but I don't respect because we're under the thumb when we're celebrating it. And that's my perspective.
Right.
I know there's a lot of Hawaiians and, you know, a lot of Hawaiians support themselves with the arts and crafts on these, celebration days, and, I have no problem with that. And they can represent the king. I have no problem with that. In my view, I want to be more real than just celebrating a fictitious kind of,
parade toot-toot day over.
Well, you know, they just, you know, like my friend Bob said, just tell the truth though about it, you know. This is a national holiday of the nation of Hawaii, of Kamehameha the Great, who was not American. And, you know, so you're celebrating a national holiday, which I don't think anybody knows, because what did they do, like, after the overthrow? They made the celebration July 4th, because they knew all the people in Honolulu were celebrating Independence Day of America. You know, so they had the fire, and they did the same thing with Thanksgiving, right? That time was our celebration of AOL sovereignty being restored under the Paulette affair. And then they took that away. And now we have this Kamehameha Day that's a state of Hawaii day of celebration, but it is a national holiday of the kingdom and nation of Hawaii, 1871, an independent country. This is the day. So I just don't celebrate because it's under occupation.
You know, I totally agree with you. And and also one of the things that it was saddening, there was something I did. I did research in terms of my genealogy. And this saddened me because I kept on saying, where is my great, great, great grandmother? Where is she? Where is she? She disappeared after giving birth to her second child. The third or fourth child. And the child was 2 years old and she had disappeared. And I couldn't find anything on her. I finally did. And this is the sad part. And this happened back then, folks. This is like in 45 or 47. I found where she was. She was a slave in Alabama. That upset me, okay? That upset me tremendously, all right? What happened? I know that she would have never left her, you know, her young children like that. That really, really upset me. But that, I'm not the only one or family who has discovered this, you know, about their ohana and their kupuna. Okay? I'm not the only one. And I remember Branch Harmony calling in and talking about those who were taken to the southern state, you know, during a time. And, you know, I was like, wow, that must have been tough. Then come to find out that my great-great-great-grandmother was taken. leaving her children behind. I was shocked, and I tried to track her, but it's hard because all they do is give the name, but when you go and try and check the document, it says female, because they don't name slaves. They're just slaves, okay?
You know,
so, and
when I was thinking about this, about, you know, people celebrating Commitment Day, and what really is Commitment Day, the national holiday of the country of Hawaii, and, you know, it's just being taken over like, oh, this is a state holiday, but they have to tell the truth on what the day really means. And when we're looking around and people, you know, because some people really don't care what's happening to Hawaiians. We know that. Even some Hawaiians in our community.
Yeah,
which we thank God.
They didn't care back then and they don't care now.
And we thank God that is a minority, as we can tell by the evidence on YouTube and other places in our meetings. The majority of Hawaiians agree on our history and agree what we need to do. That just a small minority that's out there trying to play ball with the feds. But when we're looking at other things like what's happening in our life and other people's life, we all got our story. We all got our struggles in life. Right now, mine is the land and the taxes still and getting slammed. And, you know, but you have to understand the other person across from this song. And I just want to read it because it kind of reminds you of, you know, people don't really care unless it affects them. And the song is called Desert Sand. I just want to, because it really, the lyrics always hit me. It says, "You tell me there's no darkness while the sun shines down on you. And just because your life is peaceful, there's no fighting left to do. For every cup that runneth over, many more are filled with pain. You talk to me of sunshine when it's pouring down with rain. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. Just because it can't be touched by you doesn't mean you shouldn't care. For every life that's lit with love, many more are racked with pain." And it's true. While some people are like, "Whoa, we're making money, we're living great. It's Hawaii's great." Then you shift to some Hawaiian families losing their lands, losing because of just taxes, of losing their land because they can't afford to live here anymore. That's the real part of it.
Yeah.
So you say there's no darkness because it's shining on you. You're not in the darkness with us. Just something to think about while you're celebrating Kamehameha Day. Just remember who Kamehameha Day was, or who he is, when it was formed, and who he represents. The Hawaiian people. Not people who came here and got born here. That doesn't make you Hawaiian. Hawaiian, you have to have the koko. That's just the way it is. Okay? I can love Japanese culture. I can live in Japan. I can be born in China. I'm still going to be a Puerto Rico Hawaiian. Okay? Doesn't make me Japanese. I can love the culture. Can respect the culture. But unless somewhere in the background I had a Japanese ancestor, I ain't going to be Japanese. And I'm okay with that. So just remember who the Hawaiian people are, because as they celebrate Kamehameha Day, the ones who are portraying the celebration are the very ones who took everything away that Kamehameha stood for, uniting his nation, his people. And I would be curious, like, if he came today, what happened to it? So what are we celebrating today? What? We no more a nation. Most of our lands are taken over by foreigners, and we have foreigners controlling our country. What are we celebrating? Just so we can make more money? Really? When you get down to it. Now, the other side, my wife was trying, "Well, you know, you got to be happy." And I go, "I understand. We got to be happy, but we still got to deal with the issues." And to me, it's hypocritical to celebrate when the very person that you're celebrating and everything he stood for, you want to wipe away from the face of the earth, right? The United States doesn't want the nation of Hawaii to rise ever again. They're telling us you can't have it. It's done. Forget about it. Yet we're going to celebrate Kamehameha Day.
Well, over here, you know, they're actually scheduling the Pan Pacific Festival, and that sort of kind of supersedes. I mean, we get a parade today, but that's that. That's it. But apparently, the Pan Pacific Festival is taking precedence over the celebration of King Kamehameha. I mean, and that's what, that's, it's going to happen more and more and more, little by little, you know. Everybody's calling themselves Hawaiian today, you know, because I was born in Hawaii, or I live in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I've been here so 3 weeks.
I'm Hawaiian now. Yeah, I don't think so. Well, there's the United States definition and version of Hawaiian, and any which way you put, and then there's the real Kanaka Hawaiian, Kanaka Maoli Hawaiian, but any which way you put it, whether you be the 10-cent version, slap on the title Hawaiian, or you be the real Hawaiian, you're still underneath the thumb of the federal government and will be subject to their rules and regulations as a second-class citizen. You can drop your first-class citizen status. You want to be Hawaiian, then to the back of the bus. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, again, and that, it was like everything was Pan Pacific Festival. I didn't know there was going to be a parade today until somebody said, yeah, they're blocking off. You don't want to be in, because everything was Pan Pacific Festival. Really? Really? You know, it was like hyped up. But it's like, oh, come in, man, they celebration on the QT here. Why? Well, you know what ain't happening, because tomorrow at Iolani Palace, from around 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, to about 7 at night, or 7 to 7, what happens is from all islands, people are coming together to educate themselves in terms of what's really happening in the various different combined forces of those who are trying to educate others on the truth, even our own people on the truth. A lot of the Aloha'aina groups are going to be there. Protest Niaupuni group is going to be there, totally independent. Total Independence for Hawaii is going to be there. So many of these various different groups who have been born out of frustration because the Kanaka's voice isn't being heard in the courts or any place else for that matter. What happens is people are coming together to unite and talk story. Also, there is going to be, you know, crafts, and it's going to be not all talk story and business kind and activism, but it's also going to be educational and also fun. Going to go be good music. I know I'm going to see many of those who come together and who have been fighting the musicians, such Vigo Martin. I'll probably see him there, as well as Palani Vaughn. I'll probably see him there. So these are the musicians who continue to sing, the ambassadors of Aloha, who continue to sing about our country and the trials and tribulations that not only our country are going through, but her people are going through. So, again, if you're here on the island or you plan on coming over to visit Hawaii, please stop in at the Iolani Palace. Come give hugs and come get some more information in terms of update of what's happening and how we're going forth to educate the world. And like I said before.
Okay, cuz.
Yeah.
I know priority is always phone calls, yeah? And yeah. I would only cut you off with a phone call. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but we have our friend from Atlanta, Mr. Bob Sikoff, calling in. What's up? How are you doing?
Good, Randy. Good. Aloha to you, and aloha to your cousin.
Aloha.
Hi.
Aloha. a comment on Kamehameha Day.
Uh huh.
And I think I understand, Randy, why you're against celebrating Kamehameha Day, because it's been taken over by the people occupying the island.
Uh-huh.
But I think it should be a day that Native Hawaiians celebrate, because it is a day celebrating basically the monarch who established the Kingdom of Hawaii.
You know, I agree that, and I observe it that way. I just don't think that, you know, the media and the society that's celebrating it is not really how would I say, like you said, they're not really telling the truth about it. They're just like, oh, it's a state holiday. They don't really tell you what really happened. You know what I mean? But I understand what you're saying, that it was our holiday. But I think when I went to the this little with Noy Noy Silva, and she showed how once they overtook our country, that they started manipulating the dates to coincide so they could wipe out some of the dates that we were celebrating. For instance, that's why they in Thanksgiving, that Thanksgiving time was the same time that Hawaiians celebrated the Paulette affair when we got our sovereignty back from Britain, or was overturned. And yet they used that celebration time to kind of overshadow that and wipe it out, and then replace it with Thanksgiving. And I just feel like the way they're doing this is, yeah, we'll celebrate Kamehameha Day, but we just want to celebrate it, but we don't want you to bring the history of him and what he stood for and his people and his nation by the actions of what they're trying to do to us now. You know what I'm saying? So to me,
I understand, but I think that to continue your history, you've got to celebrate it the way it's supposed to be celebrated. And that, you know, that's what the native Hawaiian should be promoting, is what really is Kamehameha Day and why are we celebrating this day?
True. I see your point. At least we're out there saying, yeah, you guys are saying it's a state holiday. This is the real story. I can see that point.
This is right. This is a Hawaiian day of celebration.
Hawaiian National Day. Yeah. No, I see that point. And that's why it's always good to kuka, because I'm thinking about, like, yeah, I can see that. Instead of staying home and not celebrating, I can be out there showing what it's really all about.
What it's really all about, exactly. And it's a good day to bring up the issues that you're bringing up on the radio today, even more than any other day. Because this is the founding day. This is honoring the man who founded and combined the Hawaiian Islands, united the Hawaiian Islands.
You know, and that's why I kind of opened my eyes, and we can push that. If you really want to celebrate Kamehameha Day, then you really have to celebrate the nation and the Hawaiian people.
Exactly.
I see your point, and that has been well taken. And yes, that's why sometimes I get, you know, like the blinders by the horses, and I get vision. That's why other people talk, and that's why you have conversations with other people, and you bought an idea that maybe my wife will yell at me when I go home. That's what I tried to tell you. But but yes, yeah. I will admit sometimes I'm pure focused on one spot, and I have to open up that focus to, you know, and I hear your words loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I hope you all have a good morning.
All right. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you.
And say hello to the Falcons for me, okay?
I will.
Hopefully they did good in the draft.
Okay.
All right. Aloha. Tell Frederica too. And say aloha.
I will. Say hello to Prim for us. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, you know, and that's why we encourage everyone to call 826-7774, 826-7771, because like that, I was focused, and yeah, I don't celebrate it, but like you brought up the idea that, hey, celebrate it in this way. And I do in my own way. I do honor Kamehameha. I do make a prayer for him on my land. I just don't go down to the parades and, you know, see the royal coat and all that stuff. I do it in my own way. But that could be a suggestion that I might take up, that in the future, Kamehameha Day, we'll have a little booth. And I'm not saying it's KKR's thing. It could be just Hawaiians who will go, yes, we celebrate. And just to let you know, this is a national holiday. And when people ask us, oh, of the United States? No, of the country of Hawaii. And obviously they're going, what? And then you let them know. So I think...
Do education. I have a feeling that some of the various different sovereignty groups are doing just that as well. And it's a perfect opportunity, especially when people come to the parade, to educate them in terms of the truth. And instead of bottling yourself up on the land, brah.
No, just like the dog outside me. And sometimes you got to... whack him in the head. Hey, take it easy.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to whack you in the head. Let somebody else whack you in the head.
Well, let's pull the chain a little bit.
No, I ain't going to pull a chain, bro.
Just relax.
Take a deep breath, chain, you bugger.
And that takes us to the top of the hour. Let's do the legal stuff. We'll get back to you, okay, cuz? You're listening to Nalea Hawaiian Issues at KKCR Honolulu. KUQA, Kilauea, and K284AL in Haleiwa. And this is Nalea Hawaiian Issues, which is made possible by our listeners like you in partnership with Kamo'o Kalele and KCC, Kauai Community College.
Kamo'o Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments, built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy, from student models up to custom masterpieces. Kamo'o Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
The Hawaiian Studies Program at Kauai Community College, offering courses and experiences in Hawaiian language and culture for the children and friends of Hawaii. 245-8202.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We're back on the top of the hour because you're on. Let me take care of this other call.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about also is, you know, lately they've been, the various different environmental groups are saying, let's protect the oceans from overfishing. And again, what's going to be happening is the more signatures you sign on that, let's protect the oceans from overfishing, then it gives leeway for the federal government to step in and, you know, put rules and regulations up and expand the reach of what they call sanctuary. You know, every time I hear that word sanctuary, it reminds me of a science fiction movie, you know, a sci-fi B-rated science fiction movie. And there was one of this, you know, this, how should I say, advanced civilization, that because of the past and the wrongdoings of man, like we have today, you know, the ones who are destroying the environment and all that other stuff, what happened is they turned around and decided that it'd be best that, you know, they sort of select from a certain gene pool. Hello, does that sound familiar too? And only, you know, have those born that are, you know, more likely to perpetuate a specific type of human being. Well, what ended up happening is this one guy said, you know, I'm gonna break the mold. So they said, well, you know, when he started looking, well, where do I go to escape all this? And he kept on hearing this word, you gotta go to sanctuary. So he kicks off and he goes to sanctuary. But sanctuary turns out to be a trap, you know? And that's what I think about sanctuary, you know? The federal government talks about sanctuary and putting rules and regulations on overfishing the population. But then what ends up happening is if you want to fish, then you gotta go get a license and it's gonna cost you. And then you're going to be told when you have to go fishing, how you're going to have to go to, it's going to get worse. Okay. It's called limits and rules and regulations that you have to adhere. Now, you know, if you in the mainland, that's all fine and well because they do that over there, but you came over here to Hawaii and many of our people, our local community, you know, they live, that's their ice box. Put a license on their eye spot. Wow, it's like saying, you know what, you can go fish, but it's going to cost you just to dip your pole in the water. Just go have a pole. It's going to cost you. So, you know, for all those of you who are signing that darn petition saying, you know, especially those of you environmental groups are saying, yes, let's support this, just remember, if you do support it and the federal government steps in, there's no reason for having you around. Really. You're an environmental group. You know what I mean? And the federal government steps in. Either you become part of the federal government and subject to their rules and regulations. And I know some of you wouldn't want that. Not with your, you know, the way you control boards and everything. It's like, oh, we won't have any control over our board. No, you won't. Because you'll be in partnership with the federal government. You have to dot the I's and cross the T's. And, of course, you can kiss those grant money and writing your own ticket in terms of how much you think you should pay. But here's the thing, folks. Again, you want to traverse that path, because then you'll still have to pay for your license to go fish. And you know what? That's even giving us more reason why we should not, you know, bow down or sign our, you know, future and our kingdom away, you know, because there's just more rules and regulations to, on top of more rules and regulations that we're going to have to adhere to. And no, that's it. I mean, we've got our own rules and regulations. It's called the way that we've sustained Hawaii in the past. And we see what, you know, the United States government has done. Things have gotten worse since they took over. I mean, really, literally. The land's gotten pilau, the water's gotten pilau, and it's not going to get any better because, you know what? The people who are in charge are pilau. So, it's time for us to take our anger back. And again, like I said before, thank you for coming. When are you leaving? So, I mean, I look at all this and, you know, and I know the various different countries are doing the same thing to national resources. I feel bad for the Philippines because it's a little bit more brutal over there. They're saying, let us mind your ancestral lands to all the various indigenous peoples over there. And if you don't, then we'll just, you know, slaughter you and leave you for dead. And that's what's happening. It's massacred. They're, you know, and we don't hear about it because it's being squashed. I mean, the information did go into the UN a couple of years back. And however, nobody at UN and it's because the United States is involved, but the UN just turned their little heads and went like, what? You know, they did the monkey routine. Hear no, see no, speak no. But again, it's happening because of corporations going in and ripping the land off of the natural resources. And if the indigenous people don't agree, then they just get murdered. That's it. I mean, it's not like that, but it's almost is worse. It's like a silent death. Our voices aren't being heard. People who are self-appointed and self-absorbed or governor-appointed, which is worse than self-appointed and self-absorbed, are being, you know, are writing the script that everybody's going to have to follow. And they're writing it with the thief, the United States government. So come on, folks. Really? Really? You know, if you have ancestors, all your kupuna who died, signing the Ku'e petition, if you can trace your ancestor back now, you know, they're probably going to be bouncing on your bed if this goes through. Because, you know, and you're probably causing them to work overtime in heaven, you know, for this not to go through, you guys. So, come on. You know, those of you who turned around and signed it and pushed it, you have a chance to revoke your signature and say, you know, I want off of this mess. Because I don't think this is going to end up to be one of those things that you pridefully pass on to your grandchildren that you signed. Okay? This is going to be a reality. This is going to be one of those PLO situations when you sold them up the river to the Department of Interior. Whoa. That's not going to be good for you. Mm-mm. But then how shall I say, the legacy you're going to be leaving your grandchildren, your mo'opuna. I wouldn't want to leave that legacy for all the money in the world, trust me. I mean that. That's a hard one. But there's somewhere along the line that those of you who signed that petition, I have a feeling your name's going to be on war crimes. Everybody else's name is getting placed on war crimes. Who do things against Kanaka Maoli for the record, you know what I mean? And that would be major for the record if you pass this thing. Oh, man. What? You got a vacation? For those of you who came over, you got a vacation? You got hotel accommodations to sell? your future generations, your mo'opuna up the river to the Department of Interior. Oh, wow. Trip. I hope the Uahane and your family forgive you. Because I'm not. No, I'm not. But anyway, so again, if those of you from Aloha Aina who are celebrating, give us a call. Let us know what you're celebrating, when you're celebrating, and where you're celebrating. Because there are still some of us out there who'd like to know what's going on, and your efforts and endeavors in order to bring to light and how people can help. So there are people out there who would like to know. So give us a call at 826-7771, 826-7771. And especially if you're celebrating. I know Auntie Nani, I think, is celebrating something. If you're over there at the Kamehameha Day of Parade and whatnot, and she was having people sign the Ku'e petition over there. That's a great thing, yeah? The Ku'e petition.
There you go.
Again, or looking to find your kupuna who signed the Ku'e petition. So that was good to know, too.
And just
but,
if,
again.
Oh, sorry? No, just FYI, I was reading this article on the internet, North Kohala, where Kamehameha was from, on the big island, that's a special place where, Kamehameha Day is celebrated. So that'd be kind of neat over there, but the community is kind of small over there, but that the original statue of Kamehameha is at, I think it's, Kapa'au. And that's on the big island, Kapa'au. And it's there because it was the first one that was sent. It was made, I believe, it was made in Europe, and it sunk. So the one that's in front of the Honolulu, in Honolulu, is actually the second statue. The original one sunk, so they had another one remade. When they found the second one off the Big Island somewhere, they put that on the Big Island, and then you have the third statue, which is in Washington, D.C. And I was so happy when I went there in the 80s when my sister was working for Representative Kaka at the time, to see that the only statue that was breaking the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. was Kamehameha statue. It was collapsing their floor on there, and I was like, good. There's a reason why. It was kind of funny to see all the other representatives from all the states in their, you know, like their 1800 dress or that, and then here you have the king in Malo. And then another fact, too, is that, you know, the hand, how it's outstretched with palm up? The Kamehameha statue, from some kupunas that were telling the story, that is incorrect, because usually Hawaiian style, if the hand is up and your tutu is telling you come, means you're going to get licking, something wrong. Normally you call with your palm down if you're calling gently or lovingly. Palm up means, hey, come here. So I've been told that the Hawaiian style, he's not welcoming with that, it should be below. The palm should be down, not up, facing up. So, little FYI, the Kamehameha statue, as we observe, some of us observe, others are celebrating the day of Kamehameha. But taking a point, with Bob, I'll have a, celebrate Kamehameha Day. We'll take his words to heart. Might do that next time. Go out there and have our own little booth and tell everyone what it really is about. It's a national holiday of Hawaii.
Well, over there, and this is it. The Aloha Aina also is going to be tomorrow in Washington D.C. And Dr. Keanu Saib is going to be there with and the Ku'e petitions. Also, Lynette Cruz and Clara Pana are going to be there as well. So, they had an event at the National Museum of the American Indian. tomorrow, on Sunday, June 12th, they'll be at 1 p.m. at 6020 44th Avenue in Hyattsville, Maryland. And that's where you can see the original Ku'e petitions. Not only is Dr. Sai going to be talking a story there, they also have an unprecedented amount of speakers. They have Dr. Kalama Okaina Nihue, a Hawaiian physician. besides Leon Field, he's going to be there. A coalition of Hawaiian nationals. Rico Martin, oh, see, he's not going to be, he's going to be there over there in Washington, D.C. You go, Brock. Rico Martin's going to be in Washington, D.C., as well as Lalani Keel and, Red Ribbons, on the Red Ribbons tour. So, that is going to be impressive. And if you want to see more about what's happening, you can, go to the, Protest Night Aupuni. It's a public group. You can join them. And you can see what's happening in regards to the activities and the educational efforts that many of our ambassadors of Aloha are going forth and sharing. Washington, D.C. Today is Washington, D.C. They were on Broadway. Yay! And it was Talking Story. They're going to be, oh, they're going to be Talking Story. I think they're Talking Story now. It's 6 hours different. So they started at 6 o'clock. So it's 12:15. So yeah, they're Talking Story now. So again, a lot of people are basically, this information is getting it out. Sponsored by the Aha Aloha Aina groups. And, these are the events. So, you know, again, efforts are being made to basically go and take the information that's happening today. Because we can't trust the newspapers. Newspaper ain't going to do it. Media not going to do it. You know, no, they're not going to do it. Nah. So it's up to Kanakas to do it, and that's what they're doing. Also, in Kohala, today at Kohala, at the Kamehameha statue, They're having a fundraiser, a Lalo Plate, fundraiser. Iole Hale Repair, Kia I Aina. And, it's a fundraiser to bring the Mauna Kea protectors from outer islands to help repair. So, help to repair, Lole Hale and Kapa'au. So they're going to look to help to have a fundraiser in order to do that, to bring the Mauna Kea protectors over to have a fundraiser. So a lot of stuff is happening all over the islands, and it's good. All is good, yeah? So, again, and there's other stuff happening. Oh, I love it.
Well, I was I was taken aback by two things this week, and I know it's not really Hawaiian issues, but it is kind of because, you know, Hawaiians are still involved with the world. The passing of Muhammad Ali, especially as a Muslim, and to see his services and what was said, Billy Crystal's little swipe at Trump when he said that Muhammad Ali always thought about building bridges between people rather than walls, as he looked straight into the camera. And then this is Ali's words about to Muslims, saying that it's harder to, it's harder to pray for peace. It's easier, I forget her exact words, but she was telling them, than picking up a gun to commit violence. So her take on that to the radical Muslims around the world who see violence as the only thing. I thought it was very moving, and to have him request that all faiths be represented at his funeral, and what he spoke about the extremist Muslims and his take on it, that they were basically wrong, and that Islam is a religion of peace, as they kept on saying, as part of peace be with you. And it was nice to see all that different fractions of the religious just coming together, and having the Muslim being the foremost, because Muhammad Ali was a Muslim, to being shown how Muslim religion works in that sense, and not all are radical and extremists. And then the second thing is a sad thing. When you think about it, and some where we come from, the evolution or God or whatever you conceive what it is, we know that we're all a part of something. And it was sad to hear that story of just that young life of that girl, Christina, what was her name, Christina Grimm or Grime was her last name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know Remy. It's not a Hawaiian issue, but
Remy.
Yeah, just to have a young singer signing and this freak comes up and blows empty a magazine into her. 22, I mean, it just makes you think it's just sad. I mean, what words can you say about it? It's just overly sad. And the guy commits suicide. They still don't know what the tie is with him. But it just seems like, you know, when you talk about people say, well, evolution, then we don't have no meaning. But when you think about it, either where we came from, we have to realize that life is unique in a sense that the way we know it in this physical body is only one time around. You know, nobody's ever coming back for a second time. I mean, reincarnation, you come back, if you believe in that, you come back something else. But, you know, Abraham Lincoln didn't come down for another, for a second chance. You know what I mean? We only have one shot at this, and it just seems so, just so far out into unrealism to have a young tal like that. And, and really anybody, even Trayvon Martin, just walking down the road, you know, and having this Zilverman guy, you know, hey, where are you going, man? I'm just eating my Skittles, man, and boom, 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 and then with someone dead. It's just sad. It's just really sad. So, and
it is.
You know, and that's why a lot of our heaven and earth is right here. It's not above us. It's not below us. It's right here, and it's what we make of it. It's our choices that we make. That guy made a choice to kill a young person while she's signing autographs. That has to be off, brah. I mean, not have to. That's off. One of your screws or your whole screw box, it's missing. Something's out of whack. But it's just sad. I mean, and I guess that just hit me because it was just a young person singing, signing autographs, and boom.
Well, one of the things that I think is really sad, that the Office of Foreign Affairs, basically they spent millions of dollars on building the nation. And where they could have created housing for the homeless over here. Okay? They, millions of dollars on building the nation, even, helping fund the Nayel Puni process and everything. But no, instead, the State, Office of Foreign Affairs plans next week to sweep the last remnants of a homeless encampment from the agency's property in Wahiawa. Okay? Here's some historic birthing stones, okay? Now, social services outreach workers have recently counted as many as 17 encampments in an overgrown area on 511 acres of OHA property. And OHA spokesman Garrett Kamimoto, that's what he said. They're going to, what? Sweep them. But this week, only five people remain, he said. What? Only five people remain. Oh, so you swept them out already. Oh, so outreach teams from Kalihi Paloma Health Center and the Institute for Human Services encourage homeless people in these areas to move out of the area and try and seek assistance. Landscaping crews cut the grass near the culturally significant birthing stone where royal babies were born. Okay. And on Wednesday, crews will move in to a denser area where the remaining homeless people have been camping out. Now, outreach workers will offer transportation to shelters and other assistance, and state sheriff's deputies will enforce trespassing violations. You know, over here, it's illegal to be homeless. So if you're homeless, you're going to get arrested, and your stuff is going to get confiscated, and you, most likely you'll be arrested and thrown in jail. Not even long enough to get three hots and a cot. But, you know, with that, you can start anew. It's like every day is an adventure, because all your stuff is going to be confiscated. What do? They just burn them. They just throw them. Throw whatever remains you have, like opala, out. So, again, you know, this is what OHA did. Millions of dollars on nation-building efforts. that basically has nothing to do with the voice of the people. It's just, you know, trying to build a nation so they can service up to the military, Department of Interior, you know, like turkey on Thanksgiving. So, it's sad. And regarding its property, OHA said in a statement, OHA believes that this is a healthy and health and safety issue with hazardous conditions on the site and reports of illegal activity. Well, you know, you could have had social services for those illegal activities in terms of, you know, like if there's drug addiction, you could try and you know, provide, with millions of dollars, you could have provided counseling, you know, showers. How about showers? What about the keiki? You know, there's some families. And the problem with moving them off the shelters, sometimes, you know, it's like the families are separated. You don't have family shelters, you just have shelters for men, shelters for women, and then that's when usually the Department of Child Welfare comes in and scoops up the children. So it's a health and safety issue. Oh, wow. What about emotional and mental issues of being, you know, homeless, houseless, no home, no place? At least the little hovel that they have that you guys are going to, like, clean out because of health and safety issues, basically it's like, you know, you could have taken care of that with your millions of dollars of building a nation, but no, you don't do that. Sweep those people underneath the rug like the rubbish they are, right? That's what you like to. Oh, I'm not like ugly, you know. All that money, and these are monies that, you know, belong to the Hawaiian people. But that's okay. I just said, God no like ugly, and you'll find out how ugly you are when you go to heaven. Oh, that nation building, give me a break. You like sign the ticket and sell us over to the Department of Interior real fast. Oh. You can put in a knuckle like you. They're going to be standing with their arms crossed and they're going to be ready for slap you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I hope so. And at that, we're at the bottom of the hour because we're going to do the illegal stuff. We'll get right back at you.
Okay.
We're going to check out the ocean safety report. It might be pretty good out there, at least from up here because it looks nice and sunny. But let's check.
Aloha. I'm Pat Durkin with your KKCR Beach and Ocean Safety Tip for today. The safest places to swim are at beaches with lifeguards. On Kauai, we have 7 lifeguard stations. On the North Shore, they are located at Haena Beach Park and the Hanalei Pavilion. On the East Side, lifeguards are at Kealia Beach Park and Lydgate Park. South to West Side locations are Poipu Beach Park, Salt Pond Park, and Kekaha Beach Park. These stations are staffed 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Always check in with lifeguards no matter where you plan to swim. Conditions can change rapidly. For more information about today's ocean conditions on Kauai, visit kauaiexplorer.com. With today's beach and ocean safety tip, I'm Pat Durkin for KKCR Radio. Have fun and be safe.
It looks like the only high surf advisory is on the South Shore. That's from Lihue all around to Kekaha side, especially Poipu side, and that's how it is during the summer. That side gets kind of rough. North Shore normally kind of not as rough, but you still got to watch the currents. So we're looking at about 1 to 2 around Haena, Hanalei, then starts picking up Kealia all around to Kekaha. You're looking at 3 to 6 to 2 to 5 out there in Kekaha, Salt Pond, Poipu, 4 to 7, 4 to 8, so that's what's happening out there, high surf out there, as usual in the summer. So take care, and we're back on the air right here in KKCR, your quiet community radio with Nalai Hawaiian Issues with Mary Silva on the phone and now kind of running board. What's up, cuz? Did she get a sandwich again? Hi, where'd you go, to the kitchen?
No, I'm right here. So... But, oh, my gosh. Sometimes I just... I just look at stuff and go, nah, 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 nah. Yeah. But I'm going to look forward to Sunday at Yolani Palace. I'm really looking forward to this Sunday at Yolani Palace.
What, you know, is it, are they expecting some kind of resolution at the end of the day on Sunday, or is it just celebratory?
No, it's people, various different groups across the islands that are coming together, talking story. There's going to be a lot of education, updates in terms of what is happening and the efforts of the various different groups, like Aloha Aina again, Protest Niaupuni, Total Independence for Hawaii groups. All these various different groups. So that's, I mean, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, also, there'll probably be updates in terms of other workshops they're going to be presenting, on, the various different islands. So I'd like to get more information in that so we can share it here in the Laila Hawaii issues. So, I mean, I'm really, really looking forward to this. Really am. One of the things that I was also looking forward to is the music, because I know a lot of people, now that I know that Lincoln Walker is going to be in Washington, D.C. for tomorrow, and he's one of the best people I know. I mean, he did submit information in terms of what's happening at the United Nations. So, and at the I think it was the Human Rights Commission. So, I mean, really, he's not only is one of the most gracious men I have ever met in terms of the presenting Aloha, but he also is one of the most educated Kanakas I've met. So that's what I mean by the Aloha Aina, or the Aloha Ambassadors. Palaniwan also. And here you have, men who have, you know, sung about, our Aina, sung about what's happening to our Aina, and educate people, but in such a very respectful way. It's incredible, you know, and I think that's, if you want to look at in terms of how to deal with this, look to those who deal with it, as they say, with such style and grace. Olu, olu. You know, aloha. Not the 10-cent word. The true meaning of aloha, you know. Those are the men or people you should look up to find out how we should traverse in this, how we should walk in this, as we continue to look to gain independence for our country. So, again, these are the men. I love the way they present themselves. And it's in such a peaceful manner they do education. They do it in such a peaceful and loving manner. Truly. I wish one day I could do it that way, because I still get a little bit of hoo-hoo. I still hoo-hoo. Okay? I have a hard time. Sometimes they're like, oh, let me put a zipper on it. Me too, cuz. I mean, I'm not as hot-headed as you are, cuz, but I need to basically, you know, learn from them. And that's why I look to them as individuals. Such style and grace they get. Love it. But anyway, if you'd like to share your knowledge, please give us a call at 826-7771. 826-7771. Toll free here. If you're off island, 866-275-1112. 866-275-1112. Also, give a shout out to Haleiwa over there. Hey, Haleiwa, if you're listening, you know, it's free admission day over there tomorrow at the palace. This way you could go walk the palace and, every time I've stepped into the palace, I am reminded of the song that Amy Gilliam and sang. And it's the tears. It's the tears of the palace or something like that. I forget what the name of it is, but it talks about the tears. How when they walked into the palace, it evoked tears, you know. The feeling that walking into such a place, looking at the place that basically our queen was imprisoned in while she was imprisoned by the United States government. So, yeah, it's really, 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 really.
Yeah, because we have a full caller on air. Hello, okay. Caller, you're on the air with Nale Hawaiian Issues.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So, yes, I just wanted to support what the other man earlier called in to say about the fact that this is a day to, as you're saying, to celebrate the nation of Hawaii. And that's how, I don't know, Mahe was talking about Pan American, but I think that the now we're doing, and of course Obama and the military are talking about Pan Pacific, but one of the great lessons that I can't remember the educational programs that have been happening at Wilcox School is the extent to which there is this sense, and Atui was also doing that, their sense that there is a nation or a whole unification of the Pacific, and that this is a nation bound by water rather than land. So Europe is a nation or country or community bound by being part of the same land, and the people of the Pacific are bound by being part of the, having their national identities bounded by not land but water. So in that sense, it could be a celebration of the Pan-Pacific nations, of which Hawaii is a part, as opposed to being part of the European or American. So that was my take on what that man earlier was saying, and that Auntie Noni is getting people versed in what the Kue position was about, is down at the parade today, is a wonderful, wonderful thing that she's doing.
True, and I support that. And my wife also reminded me that she supports.
Say what? I didn't hear you.
I support Auntie's efforts down there.
Really?
Yeah, to bring that about. And my wife called to support Bob and your position also, that yes, we should see the celebrating on the one side that it was our national holiday, and celebrate that and get that information out to those who are celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. To stress that this was a whole nation with a very identifying culture, and that actually on NPR News they were having an article about the indigenous folks of Taiwan. And it's like, yeah, they are Pacific Islanders. Taiwan were Pacific Islanders. They were part of that spread of the Asian people across the oceans, starting in China, which the Bishop Museum talks about, has exhibits about. So, yes, just going further from the west to the east, so that is. But, yeah, so definitely as opposed to the European-centric, the Pacific-centric should be part of the Kamehameha Day.
Great. Mahalo for your manawa, too. And, yes, it did make me think more out of my box that sometimes I stick myself into.
Yeah.
Mahalo plenty.
It's always good, and Mahe is being very, very gentle in terms of saying it's wonderful to have the gentle kapuna voices and those who are being very mindful of what message they're passing on to the Opihi and the Keiki. I'm not sure I use the right term. Anyway, the youth and the young, very little ones, to make them aware of their heritage as being Pan-Pacific. Mm. And there, that's why we have the Aina, which is one of the interesting things that was talked about the indigenous folks of Taiwan as having a very special place for toward in relationship with their Aina, which put them apart from, in a sense, the more ritualistic oriented mainland China orientation. Or the Western European land is moneymaker, not a thing that is part of your body.
True.
Yeah. So.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mahe, it's always great to hear your ideas and your thoughts also. And I would love to have more presentation at the Kamehameha Day that Auntie Nani is doing in terms of the nation of Hawaii and the people who are still celebrating that nationhood.
Yes.
Have that a big
Me
part
too.
Of the parade.
Yeah, she's out there and she's looking to have people sign a petition. Also, she wants to see those of who are connected look up your genealogy,
mm-hmm.
look
genealogy,
up where you're
right,
going
right.
to sign the Kuei petition. So,
right.
Yeah, it makes for interesting talk story time.
Right, but I mean not just narrowly focusing on that Kuei because, as you say, there are all kinds of issues in terms of PBS is having some marvelous documentaries on the sacred earth, sacred sites, and that is just amazingly beautiful. So those cultures around the world that have that special connection with the land that is being exploited and expropriated by cultures that are focused on the money aspect of land rather than the fact that it is part of your body, part of your identification of who you are as a person. And cultures that celebrate that, like Mauna Kea.
Mm-hmm.
So, mahalo. I'm so glad that I'm a Westsider, that I came back and was like,
oh, I love Westside.
KKCR
is...
Got that power going again.
That's cool.
God,
thank
just
God.
In time for Hawaiian issues.
Mahalo again.
Aloha to you.
Thank you, Auntie.
I heard that there's going to be a meeting. This is FYI. Somebody put, Nawahini Kaha'opi P.E. From Protest Niaupuni. Basically put, FYI, there goes the neighborhood. Well, this, there was something that's going to be happening on, the date is June 28th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Hawaiian Homes Hall in Waimea, okay? In a Homestead Leadership Summit hosted by the Waimea Hawaiian Homesteaders Association on Hawaii and the Shaw is open to reserve your seat. You can call them up. It's free, you know. You can go. If you'd like to attend, please complete a registration form. Okay, now there's a registration form. Where to stay? I don't know where to stay, but anyway, there's a registration form. And you can go to that Homesteaders Leadership Summit. Hosted by the Waimea Hawaiian Homesteaders Association. Okay? The topics include, it's free to fill out the form. The topics include final federal regulations on two topics for the Hawaiian Homestead Commission Act that regulate Department of Hawaiian Homeland's actions. Oh, yeah. They're going to proceed again. Those Danner sisters. The Statewide Homestead Housing Authority, a report on the recent trip to D.C. by 13 homesteaders and more, and a special talk story pre-session on the status of the GIA grants. Oh, here it comes. It's the grants. Also, there's homesteaders, there's several homesteaders. You're going to find out when your Homesteaders Leadership Summit is going to be scheduled for, okay? Because there's one on in Lahaina on July 7th, 2016. And I think the one that is June 28th is at the Hawaiian Homes Hall in Waimea. I think that's Big Island. Yeah, that's not Kauai Island. It's Big Island. So so if you know anybody in Big Island, so let them know, okay? They can, because they're going to be talking. Now, the final regulations on the two topics for Hawaiian Home Commission Act that regulates Department of Hawaiian Homeland actions, okay? That, they did this. There's still proceeding. Doesn't matter. And, yeah, Robin Danner, Shaw Chairman. Yeah. And also Sovereign Councils of the Hawaiian Homestead Assembly. Now, this is, it's supposed to be the oldest and largest coalition of homestead associations unified to protect and advocate for the interests of beneficiaries at the Hawaiian Home Commission Act of 1920. However, you know, who's chairing it? Hawaiian! The fellow herself. Oh, wow. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So, again, you know, oh, wow. That's, you know, that, and here's basically who, people who posted. Oh, shoot, there goes the neighborhood. Oh, shoot, there goes our neighborhood. Oh, shoot, there goes the land. Oh, yeah, people are posting all over. Oh, this is horrible. Yep. So, again, I think it's time for, wow. And people have, wow. Wow. There are some angry, angry comments, very angry comments that I won't repeat on air. But, again, if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to, which one is this? This is the Total Independence Group. I mean, these are the groups that you can, Total Independence for Hawaii. Go to Total Independence for Hawaii or Protest Niaupuni Group. There's so, Aha Aloha Aina groups. All these groups out there, they have a post where people can basically talk stories, share information. So it, you can find these on Facebook. Go, please, go. Get educated. There's some, and see what the people are really thinking. How we, don't want to be in her shoes. But, yeah, there's so much going on, towards what the, reports are. So it's like, I mean, really?
You think, cause when is, you know, when is this whole,
in terms of finding out when the Kauai Homesteaders meeting is, because if they're going to be talking about some of the federal regs that they're looking to impose, that oversee the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, I mean, I thought that was next. But I guess, you know, when it comes to the Department of Interior, nothing's next. They were looking to change that. For those of you who are interested in terms of what's going on, you can call the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and find out. Also, call the Homesteaders Association and find out. Because they're proceeding as if, you know, they're proceeding like many of the judges do in a court when you turn around and say, I'm sorry, this is all illegal. You know, yeah, I know you know this because you and I stood side by side when we turned around and said, this is a legal occupation. You know, these lands were ripped off. And it's like, you know, you're not speaking English. You're speaking a foreign language. Or they're not hearing you. The sound has turned off. It didn't reach their ear. Or it did reach their ear, went in one side and went out the other. I mean, you see that, you know, that blank look on their face anytime you start talking. And this is a court of law. And I don't even know if it goes on record. You know what I mean? In terms of what you're saying. But it's just, it's the same thing. It's like talking to, you know, the various different proponents that want to push this through.
And cousin, we got a few more minutes and we have a phone caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues.
Hey, thanks you guys. Great show as always.
Mahalo.
First of all, I really want to just support, you know, the idea about, Randy, you rethinking the way you look at this holiday. You know, these guys will steal your holidays. And the very reason that that makes you angry is the very reason that all Hawaiians should celebrate their nationhood and push back against these lies. You know, I think Jesus was a great guy, but that doesn't mean I go out and buy stocking stuffers and wear a Santa hat. You know, I try to talk about what I believe in every day. So I think that's it was really great to hear live on air you taking a new look at that. And I also wanted to just dial it back a little bit to our conversation about the sanctuary. Of course, this is all tying in. I loved what that last caller said about Polynesia being nations bound by water. And it made me think about the sanctuary. You know, I think these numbers are right. I heard Felicia talking on Tuesday, I believe it was, that they want to take a 400-mile stretch of coastline and say, sorry, this is a federal sanctuary, no can fish here. Because you Hawaiians, you eat too much fish or something, I guess. and, you know, like, people that have been coming to these spots for generation after generation to feed their families are not overfishing. They're not destroying our oceans. They carry on traditions that preserve their oceans because they know how important they are to the aina and to the Kama'aina. And meanwhile, these same feds are carrying on RIMPAC war games. We don't know what they're blowing up down there. The only thing we know is that they have a permit, or they've issued themselves a permit, to kill up to 1,200 marine mammals while they're blowing up their depth charges and their sonar bombs and their underwater lasers. Who knows what they're doing down there? But so these guys are basically not even asking for permission. Like, okay, we're going to kill around 12 million marine mammals and turtles and such. But, you Hawaiians, you're too greedy. You eat too much fish, so no more can go for a 400-mile stretch. And it's just the same kind of fences they're putting up everywhere. It's the same with the homelands where they say, oh, you can have a little bit of land. And they pick the crappiest land they can find.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, they take 100 acres and they give you 5 acres or they give you a house, and you're supposed to be grateful. It just makes me so upset. But anyone who's considering signing for this federal sanctuary should keep in mind, these are the same people that are killing our marine life by the millions.
Mm.
And at the same time trying to take away fishing rights from the Hawaiian people who are just trying to feed their families. So I just wanted to just give that one more pump on that. Anyone who's considering supporting the federal sanctuary should think twice about who they're signing on to.
Mahalo. Mahalo for your manawa and your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay, guys, I love you. I'm always listening.
Okay, mahalo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, you're absolutely right in terms of the sanctuary, because what happens is that's what they're looking to do. And, you know, anytime they have a sanctuary, any sanctuary for that matter, when they want to say something, the fact of it is basically the United States military has carte blanche in terms of doing whatever they'd like to do. They have carte blanche, whether it be bombing, whether it be blowing up, whether it be, whether it be sonar testing. They have carte blanche all the time. They're exempt from the rules and regulations of sanctuary. But sanctuary, basically, if you look at any of the various different, the various different groups that are federally made in order to protect acts, you know, the Endangered Species Act, all these other acts as well, and commissions and sanctuaries. If you look at them, basically it and lay it out. It's basically control. It's the United States government looking to get control to as much area as possible, even the ocean. And every country is doing that. Every country is doing that, trying to control or lay claim to natural resources. The reason why is because what happens is after a while, you'll have monopoly. And that's what they'll do. They'll play monopoly. They'll build up the natural resources and say, okay, we're nobody's going to fish, and the natural resources are going to build building up. And guess who's in charge of them to play Monty Hall's let's make a deal with another country. It's like, oh, you want fish, then you got to play top dollar. Here, we'll give you fish. You can fish here, between here and here with your trolling nets for X amount of time, and this is how much you pay us. It's control, folks. It's control, like corporate America. It's control. Control of the seeds, control, you know, the chemical companies have control over the seeds, you know, and the United States government want to have control of the various different natural resources and the food sources. It's all about control. That's all it ever is about control. Wars are about control. Oil in the Middle East, oil in Vietnam. Come on. If you look past the headline topics and really start discovering and studying and getting into the nitty-gritty of what all wars are made of, it's not about human rights or saving the people.
Some people make a lot of money on war.
Yes, yes. War, I mean, come on. War downsizes populations. And basically, it makes money for the military, okay?
And we have more issues to cover all next week, too, and as the world turns.
Yeah. Also, there's more information in regards to water. Bottled water found to contain over 24,000 chemicals, including endocrine disruptors. And that information, you could get at GMO-Free Kauai on your Facebook. Just call GMO-Free Kauai, and it's a closed group to join and on Facebook. But, yeah, that's the newest news.
That's the newest news. And because with that, yep. I'm going to go drink some champagne and celebrate Kamehameha Day my own way.
Oh, I like champagne.
I'm going to drink it with Mari.
I know you like champagne, too. I'm going to go get champagne now.
All right, a toast to you.
Okay.
How old is Kamehameha Day?
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Drinking champagne, feeling no pain. Woo-hoo. Bring back the old days.
I'm drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every young thing I can find. Champagne, feeling no pain till early.
And you're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea. This is now Kana in the Mix, is coming right up, and In the Mix is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Greenier Cafe. What's up, Mr. Green? Nice to see you at the Taste of Hawaii. And Rico Business Solutions.
The Greenery Cafe in the heart of Lihue, one block off of Rye Street on Akahi Street, serving flavorful and organic soul food, wraps, smoothies, herbal iced teas, desserts, and vegetarian meals. Located in the lush garden setting near Tip Top Cafe, call-in, takeout, and catering available. Open Monday through Friday for breakfast and lunch. The Greenery Cafe, hearty, healthy soul. 246-4567 or online at thegreenerycafe.com.
Rico Business Solutions, Kauai's copy systems supplier. Sales, lease, and service of all Rico black and white and color copiers, fax printers, and wide format engineering copiers. Rico Document Solutions helps business manage digital and paper-based information. Proudly serving Kauai for over 26 years. Rico Business Solutions, 246-9531.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. How we doing in the mix? We just play the music.
Cause they'll be moving on, and the sun Take one.
Okay.
You know, she said so.
feeling right. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Tell the boys no, don't you know? You can tell everyone that we're through, and you might even believe it too. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Times that you
Preamp Prozac Performance. Groove 2, killer cabs. You're a strat cat. Patch in. Dangerous distortion, serious sustain. Slinky, super slinky, boomers, double ball end. It'll phase, it'll flange, it'll buzz, it's fast, it's flexible. Just feel those frets. A simulated comb filter for sterilizing a mono source. It's got a scaled down strat style body with the feel of a Les Paul. Deep cutaways, no pickguard, and a couple of chrome buffers. Full shred. Stiff neck, brass nut, and an ebony fingerboard. Balls Deluxe.
Oh, running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Sweater's kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. Man, what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh
Cheap sunglasses.